This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
Welcome back. This is FUBAR Radio. You are joining us at 4 o'clock on the 1st of June. It's the start of summer.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
I'm back.
He's back with a bang.
Let's make this about me.
Turn him down a bit is what she said in my ear.
I do sound very
Turn
loud.
Him down. He's too loud and we don't like to hear his voice.
Back with a boom.
I need you to talk for a minute so I can reach my Prosecco that's
no
too far away from my hand.
No problem. It's good to be back. I listened to the
that's
show
enough.
Last...
Thanks so much.
Let's say I listened to the show last week. Thought you smashed it. All the guests
I
were
I did a
really
lot
good.
Of dedications to you as
you
well.
You did. I appreciate that. Is the room a bit more icy cold now I'm in here?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd say so. You bring that level of coolness, I think.
Oh, you wasn't that. You weren't going for that. You're going for the icy cold
atmosphere. Icy bastard.
Oh. I really liked two of the tracks. Not, oh. Obviously, I loved all of them, but like especially...
Is this a chat for after the show? Or?
I especially liked two of the tracks.
No, tell me. What were they?
Eeny, Money, Moe. I already got
really
into that.
Really cool, right? And also, what a lovely guy.
Yes. And...
Nobody is Maine, that is.
And...
Liza Owen.
Don't Call Me Babe.
Yeah. Liza Owen, Don't
really
Call Me Baby.
Good.
She's also a babe as well. Those were they were fun, weren't they?
Yes.
All the guests were so much fun.
Yes. But like, yeah, I really like that.
We did some games as well, didn't we?
I enjoyed the games. I want
did
more
you?
Games.
Were you proud of me?
I was very proud. I have a game that I was going to do with you last week, a quizzy.
You were going to do it this week, are we?
Yeah, I want to.
Let's do it.
Has it been printing off, Producer Abby?
We don't need to do it now. We'll play some music first.
she just did a Wallace from Wallace and Gromit face.
guys, this week's last request is really exciting because it's 1st of June, first day of summer. We thought we would do two summer-related bangers to bring you into this Thursday afternoon because we all know it's exciting. It's going to be Friday tomorrow. There's festivals this weekend. FUBAR Radio are going to the Mighty Hoopla.
I'm wearing shorts.
That's not a positive.
Summer. I've got nice pins.
You do, actually. You've got lovely pins.
Thank you.
Would you like to tell everyone what your song is?
My song is Boys of Summer. I can see
you. Your brows get shorter than the sun. Good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to Miami. In Miami. That's mine. Will Smith, Miami. Let's all realise that my choice is a lot better than Tom's.
I think you went for an obvious one. I went for a kind of cool underground.
You didn't. You went for a song that has the word summer in the title. You just Googled summer songs
no,
and that is the first song that came up.
I was so quick to write that when you said like summer songs.
No, you didn't. You had there was at least 5 minutes gap.
I was going to go for the punk version by the Ataris before that was a bit too cool. He's back.
Okay, shall we play some music?
Yes, please.
This is the brand new one from Rita Ora. I really like it. It's a very summery song. It's called Your Song, but Tom, it is not your song.
It's my song.
Oh, Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. With Nozza.
Just to remind you who you're listening to, it's me, Harriet Rose. And...
Nozza.
I woke up with a fear this morning, but I can taste you on the tip of my tongue. Alarm without no warning, you're by my side and we've got smoke in our lungs. Last night we were way up, kissing in the back of the cab, and then you say, love, baby, let's go back to my flat. And when we wake up, never had a feeling like that. I got a reason, so man, put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore. I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. Don't wanna sing mad songs anymore. Only wanna sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Yeah, you know, your song's got me feeling like I'm. No fear, but I think I'm falling. I'm not proud, but I'm usually the type of girl that would hit and run. No risk, so I think I'm all in. When I kiss your lips through my heartbeat thump. And now we're way up, dancing on the roof of the house. And then we make love right there on your best friend's couch. And then you say, love, this is what it's all about. So keep on kissing my mouth and put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore. I only wanna hear love songs.
anymore. I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. I don't wanna sing mad songs anymore. I only wanna sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore.
Your song, quite the summer banger.
It's very summery.
Tom, who have we got on the show today?
Oh, we've got so many.
Ever so many.
Ever so many, but ever so many great guests.
Tell me.
We've got
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You've only had 1 week off, you crazy cat.
I'm out of the swing of it. We've got Laura Dockrell in the studio.
I think she's in the building too.
Ooh.
Very exciting. She's coming in at 5:30.
We've got Steph
O'Driscoll.
Yeah, that's the one.
There you go.
And
Soroka Davis.
Triple O.
Yeah. God, this is really like pulling teeth, dude. Ian Cahill, all the people. And I just went and had a chat with Zac Efron.
You did talk
and
to
And Alexandra
Zac Efron.
Daddario from the hit movie Baywatch.
Baywatch.
I went to see it last night and it was really funny. I nearly weed myself. I actually told them that as well. They didn't look impressed.
No.
They were sort of like, looked at me a bit like, ooh.
Come on, girl, don't wee yourself.
They were lovely. Very nice. Very lovely.
Was the film like poking fun at old Baywatch? It's like over the top.
Poking fun at everything. Like everything was tongue in cheek. It was certainly not a serious Sally of a movie.
Mm.
And we all know what serious Sally's like.
Oh, God, she's a bitch.
She's a real grinder.
Chill out, Sal.
Oh, come on, Sal. Give me a break. So, guys, go to the Twitter. Don't forget to vote for this week's last request. You've either got Boys of Summer. I can see you. Your brows get shorter than the sun. Oh, yeah. Or you've got Miami by Will Smith. I'm going to Miami. Welcome to Miami. Mm-hmm. Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach to the break of dawn.
I fucked up. Sorry.
Yeah, well... No change there then. Shall we do some...
Music, news and reviews.
Yes, Miss Witten.
Yes, Miss.
Yes, Miss Witten. Yes, we shall.
First up on the agenda, the full Glastonbury lineup has been released, which is an exciting moment because they put the times and everything so you can start planning your schedules.
Do you do that? I always don't.
Never.
No.
I like to download the app on the day and then never go to see any of the things I plan to go and see.
And then you sit in the tent, you go, oh, I've missed that person.
Yeah, I just lie on the floor with a bottle of Prosecco hanging out my mouth. Not
just
really.
Waiting. You don't do that.
Drink responsibly.
Please.
Highlights are that Katy Perry is playing for me. Who are your highlights? My highlights are Katy Perry's playing, Heimer playing. And I think I'm excited to see Ed Sheeran, but he's on the same time as Stormzy.
Hmm.
So I'll probably go and see a bit of him and then go to Stormzy.
Would you see the beginning of Ed or the beginning of Stormzy?
No, beginning of Ed, because he starts 20 minutes before that.
Oh, okay. So you get that.
And it makes more sense.
It does make more sense.
But it shows you that Stormzy's not going to be on when... Oh, actually, no. No, it is Stormzy, yeah, because Boy Better Know, and there's Kano. Kano's playing. It's going to be really big.
Have they not missed a massive trick by, you know, lining it up so Ed and Storms can do a bit?
No, because when you headline the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury, it's really rare that you bring on a guest because it's all about you. Because headlining the Pyramid Stage is the biggest deal of any festival anywhere, I think. I think it's the biggest headline slot you can get. So
yeah.
I think people, like when Beyonce did it, right? I was there on the front row. I touched her.
Ooh, where?
Just on the arm.
Oh,
just as she went past, I sort of like had a hand and she was had her hands out. I think maybe it was her hand, actually. Jay-Z was in the pit just in front of us. And I was like, oh, he's going to go on. And then I was like, no, he's not, because she needs this. It's all about her. It's not about a cheeky little sideliner from the Jigger Man.
Mr. J.
Yeah. So I don't think it's the done thing.
That's fair enough.
I was surprised that Kanye West didn't, and that's what made me realise, no, I don't think people do it.
Mm.
But Ed Sheeran is quite a collaborative artist, so...
Yeah, but
who knows?
If you were to guess him doing it with anyone, you would have probably guessed it would be
Stormzy.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Correct. But also Boy Better Know are playing, which is always good, because Skepta did last year, played the main stage, and he was incredible. I really enjoyed watching that.
Yeah, Foo Fighters, I'm a big fan of.
I can't wait for Foo Fighters. Love a bit of Dave Grohl.
Yeah, I think like they're one of the bands, like, it's not very, very... Like,
are you going to Glastonbury, by the way?
I'm not. I've never been.
Oh, mate. This is the last one as well.
Ever?
No. They're sort of having a five-year hiatus.
Oh,
where they,
five?
Where they... Where they move the festival to another site, but they call it a different name. So it's not going to be Glastonbury. It's going to be a smaller version of Glastonbury that's called something else. I can't remember. And I'm pretty sure from memory... Abby, can you Google it for me? I'm pretty sure from memory the name is really boring.
Oh, dull festival. Beige.
Just like
beige
dull
fest.
2018.
Oh, I'll be in my mid-30s.
Beige fest?
Well, nearly mid-30s when that happens.
Oh, that's a horrible thought.
It is horrible. Thanks, Glasto.
Cheers, mate. Anti-Theresa May song. I haven't heard the song.
It's so they just take samples of what she's saying and put it over the top of a song. But then they had the chorus like sing liar, liar, liar.
It's hit number one in the iTunes chart.
Yeah, we got a little tweet someone saying to play it earlier.
Oh, we should.
We played it. It's been played before. We played it before. We're FUBAR. Of course we played it.
We've played it loads of times, you sausages.
Get over it, guys.
Oh, this is really lovely news. From what we chatted about last week, all about the horrendous attack in Manchester, a really lovely thing has come out of it in that Ariana Grande is doing a benefit concert this Sunday. Tickets are out, available now. It's called One Love Manchester, and it's got the most incredible lineup.
Tickets have been sold out in 6 minutes.
Oh, were they? I thought maybe. Take that, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber. Are you joking? Like,
there's a sneaky rumour as well.
Harry Styles.
Oasis.
No.
No, there is. They were tagged in something and...
They have just now. Been fighting on Twitter.
They've been friends now. Wished them happy birthday the other day.
Yeah, but before... Do you read...
I will bet you £5.
No, before that, he tweeted him saying, you didn't invite your own mum to your birthday party. What's that about?
Who wants... Actually, no, my mum would... She'd do well at
it. It was a Narcos-themed birthday party. Like, that's a cocaine-themed birthday party. I'm not surprised he didn't invite his mum.
True. But yeah, they're playing, definitely, 100%.
He's got a new single out as well.
He has. He has, old Liam.
What do you think?
I honestly haven't heard it. But I know.
I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to like it. I think it's something that's up your street.
Who do you prefer, Noel or Liam?
100% Noel. Because yes. I've met him and he was really nice to me.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, he told me I was a good DJ. You're a good DJ, he said. No, it's just, that was quite a good Manchester accent, I thought.
That was pretty good.
You're a really good DJ.
Sounds a bit...
Alan like Partridge, isn't it?
Yeah, Partridge, that's it. Not Savile.
There we go. So that's really exciting, isn't it?
Yes. Yes,
it is. This is good. This is my favourite thing. This is an article I found the other day. Snoop Dogg was discovered by Dr. Dre, and when he rang him to tell him he wanted to work with him, Snoop Dogg thought he was being pranked by someone that wasn't Dr. Dre, and he hung up on him.
You just have to try and, like, yeah, you just have to believe it, don't you?
That was like one time the police found my phone. Someone stole it.
What, Sting?
And they apprehended the criminal. And they were like, alien. No. What's the song? Sending out an SOS.
SMS.
Yeah. And they rang me and they were like, we've got your phone. Do you want to come and get it? And I was like, sure you do. Sure you do, Mr. Policeman. He was like, why don't you come down to the station and see? And I was like, sure I will. Come down to the station. And then I did, and it was real.
Did you feel silly?
No, I felt incredibly scared that he was going to arrest me. silly doesn't really cover it, to be honest. No. And as we mentioned earlier, Mighty Hoopla is happening this Sunday. First ever in Victoria Park. They've done the festival before on a much smaller scale, but this is the first sort of proper festival. Years and Years are headlining, UK exclusive for that. Years and Years are not playing any other UK festivals. Sophie Ellis-Bextor's playing, Will Young, Ray... Alma, the girl we had on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
She's playing. Well, she was playing. That's what she came on to talk about, wasn't it? Yeah. Dye my hair blonde for you. Yes. So I'm really excited about that. Actually, Abby texted me because Abby's coming with me and said, OMG, it's Mighty Hoopla this weekend. I was like, OMG, babes.
Oh.
I wonder who we're going to chat to. Who do you think we're going to chat to?
Alma. You probably get a little sneaky chat with Will Young.
Yes. I thought, for some reason, when you said Will Young, I thought you'd said a different Will, because in my head I was like, Will Young's not playing. I was like, oh, no, he is. I'd love to chat to Will Young.
That's my mission. Not
All Saints are also playing. I would die to interview them. Honestly, love those girls.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't remember anything they've ever done.
Oh, that's good. Good music person you are, aren't you? Should we play some music, do you think?
I think we should play some music.
Okay.
Let's play Breakaway.
Is this your song?
It's actually a bud of mine's band in Australia. They're smashing
okay,
it.
Okay, so this isn't a, you know, come bring your mates on and just play the music.
They've got over a million plays on Spotify.
Oh, good.
Australian band.
What are they like? What are they like as guys? What are they like as people?
They're very nice. It's very. This is like, the we're quite heavier before. Now it's kind of very chilled, synthy kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm interested.
Yeah.
And why are they friends with you?
I used to be in a band with him when I was a rock and roll star. Do you remember that?
You look pretty rock and roll today. You've got your messy sort of beach. Don't look at your tattoo like you want to talk about it. He literally... Right, so yesterday, Tom... I don't know if any of you... You probably don't follow him on social media. I wouldn't bother.
Do it.
At Nozza89. Guess when he was born. and he... I saw off across genuinely three social media platforms that he'd got a new tattoo. I was like, enough.
Two.
Okay, fine, but I saw it multiple times. And I was like, I'm sick of... And then as I started to talk about him looking rocky, he actually looked at his own tattoo to check it was still there and that he could discuss it on air right now.
It's just very red.
Let's see it. Is it under... Oh, why haven't you got it in some wrap?
You need
I'm
that
assuming that red
night.
Is meant to be there, right?
Yeah, the middle bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's... Oh, otherwise just, that's coming off that arm.
Just checking that is
no, the red around it.
It's very cool. It's what's it called?
A helm.
Helm. What was the thought behind that, Tom?
I like nautical stuff. Naughty cool stuff.
Naughty cool. You are naughty cool. Thank well, let's you. Play your naughty cool friends.
Breakaway Lions.
There were no heroes in the childhoods we braved. We once were hunted so you could take away your pain. We built ourselves to stand alone in our own way. Skin black and blue because of you. You can't control. Can't control us now.
Bar Radio presents
Acro and Show with Noel Clark and
Johanna James.
Got a film called Bruised, which is...
Oh, don't even get me started, man. Don't even get me started. So, I have on my laptop a female MMA movie. All these fucking studios are like, oh, female MMA movie, we're not too sure. Ooh. And then all of a sudden, my whole thing is absolutely effed. Because now, Blake Lively is going to do, guess what? A female MMA movie. So, that means that my script and everything that we've worked on for the last 2 years, it will either get made because they'll want more like that, or it's absolutely effed.
Because they've completely
because
stolen
Because once Blake Lively's done it, what chance does anyone else have? So, very annoying.
Every Friday.
Background Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Can't do like I do. No, no. I gave you all my monies when you needed it all the time. And if you're planning on leaving me again, won't you please give me a sign? Oh, beat me 911 or pull me on your cell phone. I'll call you back to see what you won't tell me. You don't want a date. No ifs, ands, or waits, it's over, baby.
Already, hi.
Beep me.
Beep you.
What did you think I said when I sort of I went beep me and you were like
I thought you said beat me.
Beep me. Laura.
Oh, beep me. Will beep me. Okay, yeah. I thought you said beep me. I was like, it's not going to happen. Okay. But you guys, this wouldn't be that unexpected.
I mean,
would
not,
it?
That's it's really not okay, that far out of the comfort zone.
Beep me. All right.
So we're kicking off the interview with a beating.
How all interviews start.
Well, it's like an initiation, you know. We've only got 15 minutes and four of those are spent just beating each other up.
I am actually really into WWE, so that's probably...
Oh my God, so am I.
Yeah, I absolutely love wrestling.
Stone Cold Steve Austin is my favourite.
Oh, is he? Oh, I'm so old school. I like John Cena.
Oh, yeah. No, but I don't even think Stone Cold Steve Austin
Little
is...
T Hustle Respect.
Yeah. Serious.
I love wrestling. I listened to a podcast about wrestling.
Did you?
I don't do one.
That's not a good story.
And I'm still playing a game. My girlfriend gets angry because I always play this little game, wrestling game.
A wrestling game.
Oh, but the WWE game on like old school Nintendo was legit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I never played SmackDown. That. Maybe it was PlayStation, not Nintendo.
But I did go to WrestleMania.
Ah.
Yeah, I did, in New Jersey, to watch The Rock versus John Cena.
Stop.
Yes, CM Punk versus Undertaker.
Amazing.
Undertaker's another one of my sly faves.
Undertaker, CM Punk.
Yeah, he's the one that's like got a proper... There's a whole storyline there.
Oh, him? Yeah.
There's a whole
And when he's angry, it's like, no, you actually are angry.
No,
okay,
and
okay.
I'm a little bit terrified of your tousling locks. Anyway, how are you?
I'm so great. The book's out today, so I'm feeling really like... buzzy, but it was my birthday on Sunday, so I tried to like share a bit of birthday for today, and then it's the launch tomorrow, so like a smidgen more birthday for tomorrow too, so I'm like trying to portion out my it's like when you have like a big packed lunch and you know it's got to last you the whole day.
That's so me.
Eat it out.
I'm like, eat the shit stuff first.
Yeah, I do that.
Eat those carrots.
Yeah.
Give me that baguette. Eat the baguette at like 4 p.m. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Today is your foobar birthday. End off.
I know. I love it here, you guys.
It's
really
it's your
good.
Birthday. For the rest Thank of this you. Interview, 100% your
I
birthday.
I love the way you walked in. Prosecco?
Prosecco, my
Straight
friend.
Away. Prosecco, my
it's
friend.
It's screw top. And I actually
Prosecco and a beating.
Prosecco and a beating, my friend. Well, how may I help you? What would be your wrestling name?
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, okay. Well, just probably something like author. You know, like Ooh. To be really like, make it really
the
like booky. Yeah, the author. Because they like a the at the start.
I think that would be really like...
And also the women, sorry, I know it's not this is not what we're talking about, but the women get... It's called the divas. All the girls, it's just this big chunk. I was always saying this to my friends. It's like, why don't they have, like, the butcher's wife or something?
Yes.
Or, like, the nun. Like, these characters that are really kind of ginormous and scary.
Yeah.
It's just like the divas. And we've got all these girls that look exactly the same in their bikinis.
And they're like, I'm a diva.
And then
I'm
China, when China happens, now they're all trying to come back in, like, oh, China. Stephanie's pretty cool, but she's not a wrestler. Like, so anyway, this is
also,
my whole thing.
Stephanie's
not
quite a good wrestling name.
No.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Oh, yeah. But there's this. Yeah, no, Stephanie, you're not really.
You're
wrong.
Completely right. They should get some creepy female wrestlers.
Some
would be
really
great.
Scary ones. It should be like Carry On films,
yes.
But in wrestling land.
Also, I just like the idea of someone being called like Anne. Here's Anne. Here's Anne. You're welcome, Anne, to the ring.
Well, how John Cena is called John.
Yeah.
The everyman.
Yeah.
Everyone loves him.
That's why he's so successful and popular.
And he gets us like
I just meant Anne with a G-lay just coming like, all right.
Yeah, G-lay. G-lay with a biro in it.
I love that.
My wrestling name, I actually found this out today.
Oh, go on.
Because I Googled it and did it in a website called www.yourwrestlingname.com. Actually, Abby, can you do that for Laura?
Please.
Can you put Laura Dockrell into www.wrestlingname.com?
Oh, thanks,
Mine
Abby.
Mine is Super Pancake.
Ooh.
Super Pancake.
Because I like to keep things super carby at all times.
Just I'm liking her more and more.
Yeah.
Just loads
this
of carbs. And
Straight
then
up.
The fight starts in a minute.
What would your finisher be? Your finishing move?
Probably elbowing you repeatedly in the head, just like you're not even a wrestler, but you're
I
there.
I am a wrestler. Okay. What's my wrestler name, Abby?
No, no one cares about your
it's too
wrestler
much pressure.
Name.
Yeah.
We'll come back to Abby and oh my god, yours is great. Osama Jigsaw.
Oh, that is bloody brilliant.
Osama Jigsaw.
Is it with an A or an O?
O-S-A. I was like,
oh,
I can't.
Osama Jigsaw.
I couldn't read
it.
For a second. I was like, O-A-N-N-N.
That's lovely. I love that name.
Let's talk about the book for a little minute because
All
it's
right.
so bloody beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I love both the covers are stunning. I've got them in my hands as we speak. But Aurabelle is the latest.
Brand, yeah, out today. So it's the sequel to Lorelei.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you actually would really suit that mermaid. Thing, that
it's
mermaid
my, it's
look.
My thing.
That is, you look at your hair, it's beautiful.
It's
you,
my natural colour. I'm
it's
a grey
incredible.
Old woman.
You look gorgeous with it. You'd thrive down there.
I would like to think that I wouldn't be an Ursula, you know, I'd be an Ariel.
No. Well, okay, so this is the whole thing. I feel like with mermaids, it's kind of, they've got this stereotypical kind of connotation that they're like...
sex pests.
Really pretty. Yeah, exactly. And all they care about is wanting something else, like a life to have legs, and that's going to fulfil all their dreams. And even if they want to have legs, they've got to exchange it to be mute. And it's just like... bullshit for women, really, basically. And I thought this needs to be switched up. If we swap it the other way around and they've got the top half is a fish and the bottom half legs, not so hot. Actually, still are a monster. Still are a monster. Like, definitely still are terrifying. It's like making me feel about the whole, you know, the lore about mermaids and why they first created and invented is, you know, they were said that they lured sailors to their death.
The sirens, like, yeah.
They are monsters. And I really thought this could be a great platform, a fun kind of playground to play with and make this monster, reincarnate it and make it scary. But also to show women and girls accidentally, young people reading it, that we are sick and we can be terrifying if we need to be terrifying.
Yeah.
And also how great it is to be unique and be ourselves and be, we, you know, how brilliant it is to be a freak and monster and celebrate that. So I chose deliberately a really beautiful, stereotypically beautiful monster to contort with, to kind of translate that, I guess.
Tom knows all about being around beautiful monsters because he has a show with me every week and I'm scary bitch when
yeah.
I want to be.
Oh, you are.
I'm quite terrifying, right? But you described it, well, it's described as a lyrical feminist fantasy.
Wow,
and,
okay.
And I love, I talk a lot about it on the show, especially with Tom, because obviously he's a boy, feminism and how it's like a bit of a dirty word mm-hmm. in terms of the media, in terms of artists, musicians, writers, everything. And I feel really angry about that because I'm a feminist. And I think, Tom, you're probably a feminist as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I was going to ask and see what you think makes a feminist and see if I fall under that category.
If I'm you sure believe in equality, that's
yeah,
it.
Okay,
that's
it.
You're a feminist.
Done. There you go.
Sold.
That's it.
Sold. Look at that. One more in the flock.
Well done. Welcome.
Thanks,
beating,
guys.
Beating.
But I wanted to ask you, like, if, do you feel it's really important to highlight this in your work and make as you say, young, really young people to, you know, older generations realise that it's not a dirty word and it's something we should talk about?
Well, I've had far dirtier words surrounding me my whole life, poet being one of them, which everyone sort of crumbles, and I've had, you know, wanted to be a poet my whole life, basically, and that's my true love. Saying you love poetry anywhere is like a fart going off in a car. And I'm actually day three into my 1 month of being vegan. So that's even more hated than both those put together. So I'm kind of used to that. As far as my duty goes with young people, over the last few years, I've been to over 350 schools. I've met hundreds of kids. And I realised that, we have to, there's still so much work to do. We live in London, we work in London, we have, in this city, we have such a great chance as women to work, to have kids, to graft, to earn money, to still look great and be supported by guys, by everybody. It's not the same in the rest of the UK. There's still loads more left to do. Yeah, we don't need to bang on about it. I think it's like trying to find new ways to kind of trick them, like eating vegetables in the mashed potato and going, look, like, actually, we're not asking for something huge. We're just saying, like, let's all just be the same. That's a cool idea.
That's really cool. Hey, how innovative of you.
Let's
just all be treated the same as each other.
Is that wild?
Crazy.
Is that wild?
I actually went to see you when I was at uni in Goldsmiths in Southeast London. I saw you do a show and you really took me. Because I'm a bit of a cultural idiot sometimes in terms of, you know, I grew up in Stratford-upon-Avon, Shakespeare, and I was like, oh, God, my attention span is so short that the poetry and the sort of lyrical prowess of your performances really grabbed me.
Oh, thank you.
And it was, I feel like it's really important for people like you to be in the world doing things like poetry because you do grab basically a child's mind, which is what I've got. You grabbed my attention.
Thank you.
And I think it's so fantastic. Where did that come from? Because you went to Brit School,
mm-hmm.
Which is like music, drama, everything, isn't it?
Yeah. I wasn't, you know, whenever people ask me this, especially when I go to schools, I always say I am not the smartest cookie in the cookie jar. I'm not the cleverest clog in the clog box. I too would sometimes rather listen to a song than read a book. I too would rather eat food than watch a play adapted on TV. Like, I'm just normal like everybody else, but I'm obsessed with telling stories, and I believe stories are everywhere, and you only have to listen to watch WWE and hear some, you know, the commentators say they are mangled and tangled and dangled, and that's a poem. Like, there's poetry everywhere, and as I know it sounds annoying and a bit wanky, but it's true. I'm obsessed with words, I'm obsessed with people, and I feel like the stories is what turns the whole world, and I've always been fascinated with that. My parents brought me up on loads of punk music and loads of cinema and books, but also they never sheltered me from adult conversation. I was the first born out of all their friendship groups, so I was always in dialogue and conversation with adults. I was always up at the pub with them, sleeping with someone's leather jacket over me, and picked up loads of conversation, obsessed with adults and chatter, and I think that's where it's begun. Didn't really know what I was doing, I was just doing it. And then I realised that actually there's not many of us, and especially when I went to Brit school, loads of my friends started trying for drama school, and I thought, I can't just be another queen acting in a play about a king patting the king's head going, you can do this, darling. I was like, I'm gonna explode. So I started writing audition pieces for my friends, and three of my friends got into drama schools with pieces that I had written, and I was writing parts for girls that were about actual stuff where they could cry or be angry or be really funny and like on stage and be brave. And so that's kind of their Brit school. It actually made my job for me in that way.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so inspiring as well to be around that kind of, because I think a lot of people, especially because obviously we do a radio show, we talk a lot of the time about stuff.
You have a fun job, you two.
Yeah, we do. We drink Prosecco and chat shit.
Although I've heard it's usually beer. If it was beer day, I would have to have chipped right in.
Yes, maybe after the show. Yeah. But it's one of those things that I think when you're at uni or you're at school, you're at that impressionable age, you need someone like you to go to change the ideal and make it so it's not just a boring play or something that is not interesting to you. It's emotive. But even the way you speak in this interview is like so hypnotising. I'm
yeah, totally.
Keep talking. Don't stop.
Have you, because you write a lot, have you got into directing or anything like that as well?
I'm doing some play stuff at the moment, but writing, not directing. And you know what, I love collaboration. My job in some ways doesn't suit me because I just spend kind of hours and hours and hours on my own in this kind of locked in this little space, I guess, of like tea to keep me company. So actually working with people, the songwriting which I've been doing, helping artists of lyrics, has been amazingly beneficial for my survival of my head. And then also I'm adapting my Darcy Burdock series at the National Theatre at the moment, and I'm writing some more play stuff. I feel like working with people is really like what I'm made to do, which is essentially storytelling. A book sometimes feels so transported from that, I guess.
And in terms of the world of music, do you feel, because you were saying you're working with Will, who were just playing a minute ago.
I've done some work with Will, yeah.
And another music, doing some top lining and things like that.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's something that just merges naturally with what you do anyway? You know, is it something you just sort of went into and you were like, oh, this all sort of...
Well, human beings are, even though we're the most like broad species ever, you can have someone that's into like cats, but also into taxidermy. They love to categorise us and say you can only do one thing. And I absolutely hate that. All my favourite artists, people that I look to, off the top of my head, somebody like David Bowie, for example, you can be into fashion, you can still produce, you can be a singer, and you can be an activist, you can be whatever you want. And I feel like I don't see them as different disciplines. I saw Miranda July speak, who I'm obsessed with. If you don't know, you should know her work, she's incredible. And she said people see that, you know, sort of see your, they want you to see your work like this one tree that you're kind of making happen, but it's not like that. It's like little plants like in a circle that you kind of need to keep watering. One might be your film and one might be your photography and one might be your writing or whatever, but as soon as you've done a bit of one, you need to do the next, and by the time you've got round, the other one's dying and you need to feed it a bit more. That is just being alive. It doesn't matter what you do, and they all come under the same umbrella. And I approach everything like I do with a poem, I guess, which is just liberal and theatrical and attention to detail and being brave and myself. So whether it's songwriting or theatre, it's just got to be 100%. What they have in common is that I've done them. That's it.
You talk a lot about sort of serious issues as well in your works, like across the board. With the upcoming general election, it's obviously a big thing right now. All of the debates are happening this week. How do you feel like it's playing out in terms of the way sort of celebrities like yourself with a social media platform are promoting this kind of kids get up, vote, you know, do something about it?
Well, it's terrifying. I was just at a primary school just last week, and we were designing aliens. They're six, and we're making an opera with Wigmore Hall, and a little six-year-old went, oh, mine looks like Trump. And I just was like, no, I don't really want you to know who Trump is.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of like the idea that, yeah, when you're older, politics, but this is the precious time when all you should care about is Play-Doh and sticks. Like,
exactly.
Why
yeah.
do you care who Trump is? Like, and I actually think there's a massive kind of overwhelming wash, a swamp, basically, of cultural relevance and politics, which is too much for a little child's brain to understand. They're still understanding Father Christmas. How are they going to, and the Tooth Fairy, the logistics of that, how are they going to get this? And it's too much. So I actually, in my work, deliberately, there is some politics in Laura Bell, but steer away from it because, and also, it's really hard to write from the character voice of the sea, hearing bloop, 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 splish, blosh in your head, panicking in the middle of the night, you haven't literally written it as splish, blosh, splish, blib, blob, blib, to then try and like plug into this really. But actually, the real world is more scary than what's going on inside my books. Like, it's more fantastical and bonkers and bizarre. I want a child to just be a child and just go into their imagination and be like, that was fun, a bit. So I try and not magnify it too loud.
It's terrifying because also they've got, like, Twitter and stuff. Yeah. 6-year-old. Like, they, like, contour. And I was like, what's contouring? And there's these girls that are, like, 11. And I'm like, whoa,
and
baby,
they look too fit. It's like, how are you better at makeup than me?
Yeah,
like,
and also your clothes are better and more expensive than mine. And I'm stressed out by
it. Why has everyone got a Chanel handbag?
I don't
understand. Like, it's too much. We're in a world, basically, where kids are asking for likes for Christmas. Like, asking for followers for Christmas. And then what does a parent do? Go, oh, are they doing a good thing or a bad thing by not helping their kids? You know, it's just, then you're all to blame for this. Are you the one parent that doesn't buy the likes? And then what, are you a dick? Like, so these are all the things, you know, it's a mad, mad, mad time.
It's weird because when I was younger, my most important thing was like, can I get the briefcase I need to pretend to be a detective for 2.5 hours in the garden?
Precisely, and that's all it should be.
Because that was my most important
and
thing.
And if not, I'm going to make do with this pizza box.
Yes, and I will use this Tesco's bag.
Completely. Yeah, we used to put Tesco bags over our chests, like wrestlers rip them off.
Yes!
You know, the little vest. Like
bit Hulk Hogan.
Completely.
Oh, very.
I hate that. I don't want a kid to know who Trump is.
All I cared about was football and wrestling when I was little. I had no idea who John Major was.
No.
I thought you were going to say John Mayer. I was like, oh, he's a singer.
I didn't know John Mayer.
I think he's fine.
I think he's fine.
I'm
worried about him. I think we need to keep an eye on John Mayer.
Let's just all get back to John Mayer quickly, because what is that guy up to? I'm unsure. So what have you got planned? You said you've got, have you got a reading tomorrow?
It's my launch tomorrow, and then
because it's out today.
It's
everybody.
Out today. Yeah,
I'm holding
it.
I'm touching it right now.
It's made with potato prints. That cover. It's a really cool girl did it called Alex, who works with my publishers. And then I've got a poetry book coming out called My Mum's Growing Down in the summer, so late summer. So I'm just keeping busy. I've got lots of releases, and I'm just writing new work right now. But that was such a you just lose your head when you're writing in this world, you know, it's nice. I just need some little bitey things for a bit now, like to nibble on for my brain not to fall deep in again. Which is why the songwriting has been so productive and good, because it's little and it's so refreshing to kind of start the day with new people and finish with a song.
It's
and
so
like,
cool.
Make art in that spontaneous, impulsive way is, well, this is the most drawn out world.
So you find it hard, like, because spinning the plates with it, all the things, because you find it like, because I've got a lot of things I do, but I find it hard because you concentrate on one thing and then you really neglect that other thing. Do you find it hard to keep the balance, or do you schedule it very well?
Well, I've got a whiteboard, but I don't really use it that much. But it's more, you know what, they feed each other. Like, you know what, it's so healthy to have more than one thing on your slate, because when something gets difficult, which it does, or tangled up or not make sense, it's so nice to go, well, that's not the end of the world if that project falls to its feet. I've got 15, well, actually, I've got 18 at the moment.
Whoa!
I've got 17 other things to keep me busy. And we all know what it's like. Someone goes, 100%, this is happening. You're like, bitch, until I'm eating my Haagen-Dazs in the interval, and that's real, and my name is there, that is not real. So I just feel like it's best to kind of keep an open mind and just spread yourself out, really, because you never know what's going on. Some of these projects I've been doing for 3 years, so you just never know.
You're the world's busiest woman.
I might be.
Just to dip back, Tom, to you, your wrestling name is Cerebral Joker.
Mm. Oh, that is great. Oh, no, why did he say so nolly? Yep.
No, because he thinks he's really fucking funny. Why thinks he's really clever and funny.
It was more like you'd guessed it, like he always knew and you'd
and
worked
he was like,
it out.
Oh, you worked it out. Well done, you.
Mm. Ah, she's got it. Mm-hmm.
You're like one of the X-Men, Cerebral Joker.
I like it. I could work with that.
We need your help.
Go on.
On our show at the end, we play a song. It's like the last request. And today, because it's June 1st, it's like start of the summer, we've chosen two summer bangers. I think you're going to like these.
One better be Power.
It's no, because we're going to play that next.
Oh, you're going to play it next.
Yeah,
okay,
don't worry about that.
Okay,
don't
fine.
You worry.
I'm obsessed with Little Mix.
Oh my God, so am I.
You could be a Little Mix.
We could both be in Little
I
Mix.
I think all you need is like, do you look like a little character?
Yes. Oh my God. Pop the shoulders. Pop the shoulders.
It's so just, sick, aren't
and
they?
And then just,
you know why they make a perfect girl band? Because you can't think who the leader is and they wouldn't work without all four of them.
And they all are mates. They actually are mates.
They're the most genuine. I love them so much.
Hearts to
okay,
Little
tell
Mix.
Me the bangers.
So these are the bangers. These are old school bangers. So we've got the first up from Tom. This is the Boys of Summer. I can see tough
cerebral
contender,
joker.
Right? It's a good Very one. Good. And then my choice is, I mean, these really reflect our personalities, I think, is Miami by Will Smith.
Sorry.
Oh, for come on.
Welcome to
okay.
Miami.
Wild Wild West is my karaoke tune. Will Smith is my ideal man. I have to go with Will Smith.
Yay!
Absolutely love Will Smith.
That's fine.
He's stonkingly fantastic. I saw him once in real life and I was like, you're
Did
incredibly
you?
Huge.
Oh, he's so good.
He's like 6'75". Not sure that's a thing.
The last time I actually did my height, I was a meter stick and two tangerines. Ooh. I was, but that's so that's about that big, so I need to do a
but
another
also,
one.
What a great
I might
way
be
of
like
measuring.
A meter stick and a pineapple now. Who knows?
Or no, maybe like, what's a really long thing? Don't you dare.
Cucumber. I went for cucumber.
Good, good from you. One more game. This one you'll like even more. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Like Desert Island Discs, except I'm
show.
A dickhead, and I'm taking you to this desert island. I'm leaving you with a horrible song. Mm. One that you can't abhor, and it's there for the rest of your life. And it doesn't necessarily need to be a song you hate. It could be one that you've just like heard so many times that you're like,
yeah. But I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. Everybody does this. And it doesn't mean you hate the person. It means they've got an annoying song.
I do know what it is. It's that's the newer version of A Little Less Conversation.
Oh, Jake.
Action, please. I just can't, like, come on, come on.
The really fast one. Come on, come on. It's quite stressful as it builds.
It's so stressful, and it just reminds me of, like, really intensely having to clean my room, like, and to that frantic beat. I can literally tell you, like that, what my worst song is.
That's a good one.
No offence, because I know people put time and effort into that. I understand, but it's just not for me.
It's okay, they're fine.
That song's not a full shilling.
They probably made quite a lot of money off that song.
Yeah,
so
it used to be on a Nike advert. So they
come on, come on, come on. I'm quite
intense.
Stressed out now.
Just too intense.
Thinking about it in my own head.
My knees have locked.
Should we play a bit of Little Mix? Because
yes.
I'm so pleased because I saw that and I was like, I wonder if Laura's going to like this next song.
Yes, I just went to see Stormzy. I'm obsessed with Stormzy. Obsessed with Little Mix. What a great duo.
Abby,
I love it.
Abby, my producer, actually said to me a couple of weeks ago, she's like, you need to stop talking about Stormzy. Because I was talking about Stormzy so much that it was like, the show is basically about Stormzy.
Yeah, but he's incredible.
Yeah, but to be fair, it was probably, it was not very impartial.
Stormzy overload.
I was just like, anyway, so Stormzy.
This reminds me of Stormzy. What is that, like that little Brit with Molly Sugden or whatever
yeah,
it is?
Yeah.
Bring it up. I love that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks so
for
much
coming
for
in.
Letting me come.
Everybody needs to go and buy Orabel. It's right, that's the right pronunciation.
Orabel, yeah. That's
it's a very beautiful name. I might call my firstborn child that.
Okay, you crazy cat.
And then give her this book as a gift. Thank you so much for coming
you
in.
Thank you too. You're so nice.
We're going to go have a fight now because we didn't have time because we did so much chat.
Beating. Congratulations on your show as well. It's really lovely.
Thank
show.
You.
Oh, thank you.
Really nice.
He's fine. I mean, he's here.
He's
I'm
there.
The cerebral joker.
He exists.
Being a cerebral joker. He's never going to let that lie, by the way.
CJ.
Lovely
nice
to meet you.
Nice to meet you both.
Come
thank
back,
you. I would love to. Thank you.
Why can't she host the show with me instead? Abby, just look into that, babe.
Machine when I do it. I'll be catching fire gasoline when I do it. Got the power.
My turn. I make this look easy. Hit it boom like gasoline. If they call me Lamborghini, cause I know just what I'm worth. Flip the throw through 100. Rock my body, make them stutter. Stop my engine, push the button. Cause I'm gonna be coming first. Yeah, I'm a machine when I do it. I'll be catching fire, gasoline when I do it.
And tell you power's for a king, huh? You just play it cool and tell them power's not a thing. You look them in the eye and say, I know I'm not a guy, but see, there's power in my losses and there's power in my wins. Independent woman looking shower in your bims. They call me Coco, but I'm Mike, you can't be powder in my skin. And you don't need to spend another hour in the gym. You know I'm blinded by his grace, but when you found me, I was dim. We'll be counting down the years, yeah, I'm about this. All them dirty secrets that we share, I'll clear the browsers. We the type to build on our careers and share the houses. You can be a woman and then a boss and wear the trousers at the same time. That I ain't never letting go. But as long as I'm alive, then I'll be sponsoring your pride. You know there's power in the couple. Let me compliment your vibe, girl.
Hands up, who's in love with Laura Dockrell?
Oh, well, Ray of Sunshine.
Me? I've got my hand up. It's radio, so you don't know, but
she
I've
does.
Got my hand
I can clarify. You have your hand up.
She's amazing. I want her to just come back in again now.
She had energy, didn't she? She had good energy.
She's just lovely. Just, yeah. And also so talented.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Too talented.
Wish
I hate
could,
her.
We wish I could be talented.
Well, maybe one day.
I'll just... No, it's not what a babe. Go and buy Aurabelle now because it's... So I haven't read it yet. I'm going to read it today because I've got the book in my physical hands. But the sleeve is so soft. And I think she's doing the book opening tomorrow, which I'm going to go to. Tom lives in Cambridge, so he's not coming.
So I can't.
But she was a bit like, she didn't want you to come anyway.
She looked at me like, no, rather you not come.
No, she didn't really. She invited everybody.
She did be lovely.
Oh, God, so nice. Anyway, earlier today, I went to chat to Mr. Zac Efron.
Uh-oh.
Alongside Alexandra Daddario.
Daddario is a nice name.
Who has got the most piercing, beautiful blue eyes I've ever seen in my entire life. Gorgeous girl. Not you. Yeah, to everyone. By the way, everyone, Tom's got blue eyes as well. Not sure how that's related, but anyway.
They need
oh, and
to
by
know.
The way, he got a new tattoo as well, in case you haven't heard.
Yep, and I've got messy hair today.
Yeah, you look good, baby. You look sexy.
So
we chatted about Baywatch, the brand new film, which I went to see last night, and I laughed out loud very raucously, which I don't really do very often, and a lot of people in the audience were kind of irritated by me.
Shut up.
Because I was on my own as well, so I was just really letting rip. I was really laughing quite a lot. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's in it as well. And also has got cameos from old Pammy and
that's cool.
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, I was wondering if they would do that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They are good cameos as well. So should we have a little listen to my interview with them?
Yes, please.
Oh, go on then.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
guys, I absolutely loved the film.
Thank you.
I nearly weed myself laughing about 5 times. But also, it was a big bit of escapism for me, because in Britain, our beaches aren't so nice. They're just covered in, like, dead seagulls and bits of chips. And
I've been to a beautiful beach.
Have you? Are you sure?
Yes. Yeah, I don't remember where it was, but I remember it was near a hotel I was staying at out in the country, and it was so, it was all rocks and very lovely.
That's what I mean, though.
Very grey and beautiful.
But you enjoyed it. Zach, have you been to a British beach?
I'm sure I have, but...
Honestly, don't bother. I wouldn't... It's...
Don't bother?
No.
I want to see everywhere and go everywhere, and I don't think there is such thing as an ugly beach.
As long as you don't mind seagulls that might
there
attack
is.
You.
I don't know.
There is such thing as an ugly beach.
Really?
Yeah, somewhere.
I mean, if you compare them to other people, if it's the beach, it's the beach.
It's the beach, now.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of what we Brits call snogging in the movie. Specifically you, Zach. And Dwayne Johnson said you had very soft lips. Alexandra, would you agree with that? Is it true?
Yes. Yes, from what I can remember, I think they're very soft.
What's your secret? Because I really need to sort my lips out.
It's just natural.
It's just in the genes.
It's just genetics.
I don't know. I think that I'm... What the heck? I can't answer that. Sorry. Chapstick?
Chapstick's very important, though. Okay, I'm going to take that home. Chapstick.
Yes.
There's in the series of Baywatch, there was some pretty epic cameos, and I was wondering if you guys could guess. I've done some fake ones in here.
Right.
I want you to guess if they're real or fake. Okay. Up first, we've got Mila Kunis, who played a blind girl named Bonnie who gets lost and saved and then has a boogie board ride.
I feel like she's too young. She would have had to have been, like, 7 or...
No, she plays a young girl.
Well, she can't tell us. I'm going to say yes.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm going to say she was, like, very young.
She was literally 7.
Oh, yeah. God, I got
good
that
one.
And you did, young girl was in that. You did say young girl.
Ah,
Shaggy. You know Shaggy, right?
Shaggy. Yes. Yeah.
Singing in the summertime on the beach.
No. It's too long ago.
I don't know.
I'm going to say no.
He was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I thought it was.
And last one, NSYNC singing Bye 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 with Mitch doing a dance routine on the beachside.
That's wrong. That was my...
That was my big old fake one.
Yes.
That was my big old fake one.
That was the 2000s.
Yeah.
90s, 2000s.
You got it. You're obviously an NSYNC fan, right?
Yes.
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 You guys...
Who isn't?
Everyone has to be an NSYNC fan.
Yes.
Alexandra, you've been getting some jip from your mum, right?
Yes.
For your tweets and stuff.
Yes.
How did she react when she first saw the movie? Did she send you, like, a long email of things that she...
No, she came to the New York premiere and she actually loved it. And she said, you know, I thought it was a lot of fun and really funny, and she was just very proud. And I think that that's very cool, because my mother sees me in movies a lot where I die or I'm at threat. Like, I have an earthquake and I'm stuck in a thing, or I have a Texas Chainsaw Massacre attacking me. So I think she was very happy to see a film where I didn't almost die and where she could just laugh and have fun and not have to leave the theater because she was worried about her seeing her daughter in a precarious situation.
A little bit of light relief.
Like, feel like a proud mom.
Yeah.
I love your mom. That's so sweet.
And Zach, your grandparents went to see it, right? Did they enjoy it?
They did. They loved it.
Before we go, I've actually found out your guys' wrestler names, because I know obviously Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is in the movie. Would you like to know your wrestling
yes,
names?
Yes, please.
Okay, so mine is Super Pancake, because I'm very carby.
That's a great name.
Zach, yours is Xavier Sweetcakes.
Sick.
Yeah.
Cool.
Am I right? And
love
and
it.
Alexandra, yours is Cowgirl Medusa.
Cool.
So I'll leave
you Medusa. Mm-hmm.
Take of that what
I
you
love
will.
That.
Wow, dude.
I'm going to leave that there.
Better than my porn
that's
name.
That's going to be a rap name.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
That's something.
Somebody hold it.
is replaying in my head.
I miss the thought of a forever you and me,
but all you're missing is my body.
Oh.
Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
Josh, welcome to the studio. You've started something called Rise Up.
I have, yeah. We're just trying to reach out to young people in the UK and trying to get them to register. Only 40% of young people are voting right now.
Why do you think young people need to vote?
A lot of the policies that are happening at the moment, they're kind of favouring the people that do vote. They're not treating young people very well in this country, and it's because they don't vote. So if you ain't making yourself heard, then whoever's in power ain't going to take any notice of you.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Joining us in the studio right now is Triple O.
Yo, it's really good.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. The sun is out. I'm in a good space, and I'm trying to, I don't know, I have a feeling it's going to rain in the next 10 minutes. I don't trust London weather.
It's got that in the air though. Do you know what I mean? When it gets that hot and it's like, ooh, muggy muggison.
Yeah. So it could turn at any time. So I've got this big jacket on and I'm thinking, man,
you look great, but you must be absolutely boiling.
It's going to be colder later on.
Yeah.
That's what's keeping me cool.
No, can I let you know that it isn't? Because last night I went out wearing a puffer jacket at 7 p.m. and I nearly boiled
to
death.
Can I at least just sell myself that dream and believe in it and buy it just a little bit? Just to
Of course. All right, my cool. Gosh. I tell you what, it's going to be freezing tonight. Freezing cold.
Baltic.
Below minus. You should be fine with that jacket on. So how's things? You're good?
I'm all right. I'm in a good space. I'm excited. We're keeping busy. We just dropped the single a couple of weeks ago, and that's been getting, you know, nice feedback, and we're just pushing, and we're just running to just keep the ball rolling, really and truly.
And it's from your album Zero Not Equal to One.
Zero Not Equal to One.
And the new single has started again. Now, yeah. I was really interested in. I was reading up about the album and your project and what you're up to, and it's. I wanted to delve straight in and talk about the themes of the album because it looks deeply into mental health and depression.
Yes.
Which I think. Personally, for me, is a hugely important subject for us to talk about, and specifically, actually, for men to talk about.
Yeah, because we men don't talk. It's the taboo is I've got this bravado that I need to keep up. I've got this facade which I need to keep up. I need to look strong. I need to be strong. I need to be the alpha male. And for me to maintain that, I can't share my feelings. I can't talk about what's going on inside. So what you find is that a lot of men do end up suffering in silence. They're going through a lot of stuff, but they're suffering in silence.
It's something that right now, I mean, it was Mental Health Awareness Week, which was May 8th to the 14th. And there's charities such as Mind and other places that people can go to just read up about what they might be feeling and how that might, you know, how they might be able to help themselves. But I think it's so great when artists shine a light because it's like it's almost like your mate doing it. You know?
Yeah. Because it's someone that you can connect to. You think to yourself, all right, this is an individual whose music I listen to, whose music I can connect with, and they're talking about the things that I'm going through. So it just makes it a little bit more accessible.
Yeah. And tell me a bit about what gospel grime is, because many people might not know what this vibe is.
Well, it's the same as grime music. It's the same tempo. It's the same energy. It's the same veracity. It's the same. It's just that the content's a little bit different. I always talk to it. When people ask me about the genre, I'm like, well, listen, me and Skepta are making the same music. It's just that I'm coming from a different angle. You're talking about the streets. I'm talking about the streets. But I'm talking about from my perspective. And that being, you know, the fact that I'm a Christian, first and foremost. And my viewpoint, my worldview is a little bit different to those who may not necessarily go to church or who may not necessarily believe in the Bible. That's just I'm just coming at the same social issues, the same topics, but just from a different worldview.
Well, Stormzy touches a lot on religion in his
album. Yes, he does. He does. He does. You know, and that's the interesting season that we're in now, because you've got mainstream artists and mainstream rappers, not just rappers, but mainstream artists touching on the Christian faith. So you have Stormzy, you have Chance the Rapper, you have U2, you have so many mainstream artists who do, you know, either touch on the Christian faith, or, you know, profess the Christian faith, or put elements of the Christian faith in their music.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's something that, again, people tend to not necessarily talk about in terms of music.
Yeah.
It must be a good outlet for you if you feel like it's something you want to tell.
Yeah, it's. I think the message is good, and the message is the foundation of what I do. But at the same time, I'm thinking, well, I just want to make good music. I want to make music which people can relax and enjoy and have fun listening to. And it's just a shame where, especially as a maybe a more faith-based artist, mainstream radio are a lot more reluctant to play my music. But the music which has cursing and all that kind of stuff, they're, and I'm like, whoa, that's very interesting. I'm actually saying something not negative, and I'm the one who's struggling to get onto radio, as opposed to individuals who have a more negative tone to their message, who it's a lot easier for them to get onto mainstream radio. So it's very interesting. These are the kind of discussions I'm having with DJs and things I've seen over the past couple of years.
Do you find it, within that kind of industry, for that to be promoted as being cool, do you find it's sometimes pressure for artists to kind of lead the right in that way in order to get the play?
Literally, like, that's the thing. People initially, especially from more a faith-based, you know, musical background, they will say, okay, well, I want to get into mainstream radio, so let me swerve my writing style a little bit. But what you have noticed is, because of artists like Stormzy and Chance the Rapper, it's a little bit, just a tiny bit more acceptable to kind of have this in your music. I won't say you're going to hear, you know, outright, you know, Christian music on daytime radio. I don't think we're there yet. But it's now, people are now a little bit more inclined to give it a chance. So yeah,
that was very interesting.
What was it like to win a MOBO?
That was absolutely amazing. Seriously, I remember getting nominated, and I didn't know how I got nominated. And a fellow artist of mine, he messaged me. I was underground, and he said, "Oh, Triple, you've just been nominated for a MOBO. Congratulations." I was like, don't play around with my emotions.
Because I can't check this because I'm underground.
I'm underground. So I had to get off the train, and I went to the mobile website, and I was like, oh snap, I have actually been nominated for a mobile. And a couple of months later, I went down to the ceremony. I was at the table with all the other nominees. And as the ceremony went on, someone just came up to me and said, oh, okay, you've won. You need to get ready to give your speech. Make sure it's under 30 seconds. This and I was like, wow, okay, cool. So you go up. It was my award was handed to me by Priya Kalidas, who used to be in EastEnders, and Labyrinth. So go up, give your acceptance speech. They give you the award. As soon as you come off stage, they take the award back from you. So, and that's the same, it's usually the same award that they use for everyone else. So, but the whole experience was absolutely amazing. And one that doesn't top that. Cause I think the next day I got home and I watched the repeat, and I was like, "Raw, I'm on BBC."
Yeah,
like, it was shown in front of like how many millions of people, and I was like, "This is amazing." So
when they tell you before, are you like, "Right, I've got to practice my surprise face."
Well, I don't know if they always do it, but at the time I genuinely was. So the surprise is, and when they tell you, so when they told me anyway, it was only like a minute before I went up, so I genuinely was still surprised. But I don't know if they've always done that, or if they continue to do it that way.
I just can't imagine like someone quickly coming, "You've won, just don't say anything."
Were you kind of disappointed you found out that way, rather than being like, rather than having it announced, you're like, "Oh fuck." Like,
well, it's more or less the same thing, because literally the gap is only like a minute. It's not a huge,
and I think it's probably a way to stop you from like being so shocked that you just sit there and you can't move.
Like, you just get like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, I think I'd probably just fall off my chair, and they'd swing the camera and you'd just be on the floor.
So they take the award. What do you get? So they take the award back.
So because the award is they engrave
they just
your
use
name.
The same one.
So they use the same one.
Okay, yeah.
So then your personal one gets sent to you a couple of weeks later.
Sweet. Something. I'm learning.
Yeah, you're never going to win a MOBO.
I might do. I need to know this. Win time
for
one
future.
Win one.
I hope you don't mind. We want you to play a couple of little games with you.
That's absolutely fine. I'm all game. Let's go for it.
And the first one is Last Request. It's called that because it's the last song we play on the show. Mm-hmm, and this is the start of the summer.
Yeah.
So we're going to play bangers, and you've got to choose which one you prefer, right?
All right, cool.
You've got Tom's choice, which is Boys of the Summer.
Uh-huh. I can see.
Or you've got my choice, Miami by Will Smith.
I'm going to Miami. Oh.
tough one, right?
Oh gosh, I think the first one's more of an, it's got more of an anthemic kind of like real summer vibe. Miami is a classic.
It's tough.
It's a hard one, and I have to choose one.
Yeah, you can't, because we're going to play it at the end of the show, and it's me versus him.
Okay, I'm going to have to lean towards Miami.
Cause yeah,
you literally were going like, bigging mine up so much. I was like, yes, I've got this in the back. Really? Like, nah, fuck it, Miami.
I really thought you were going to win that one as well.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine.
It's just a record that I have got. Like, it brings back nostalgia. And
it's the best summer song ever. Your song is shit, Tom. Triple O, I'm sending you to a desert island. We're playing you a little game with you called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Okay.
And in this game, I send you to a desert island. And on this desert island, you've got to pick one song that you're going to be stuck with for the rest of your life. But it's not a good song. You don't it.
Okay,
your idea of like something annoying that you do not want to hear every single day for the rest of your life.
All right.
So Triple O, what would be your desert island dick?
One song that I would not want to... Barbie Girl.
Yes, by Aqua.
Yes.
Straight in.
That song would really jar me.
I used to have the whole album.
I didn't even know they had an album.
Oh, yeah?
I literally just thought they had one song. So
oh, no,
I didn't know they had an album.
A whole plethora of really awful songs. Right, should we play a bit of Started Again?
Yes,
brand
let's
new
do that.
Single.
Let's do that.
Can you introduce it for me, babe?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy Triple O, and this is my new single, Started Again.
Yes!
Assimilate to annihilate partways the apartheid realize so we separate sin to the side not a gain of an arcade wait on the lord like Alfred I've been my cane in way manner but only one matters the night enter the face so we use the playmaker better life for your rise to the baker whipped by the cane avoided the undertaker my desire is how you live and you can't break us praying on our knees son never to be taken apparatus eight bars upon bars what a collage pick stick shocking the king is in charge take cover let the flow preside past keep running the masses max this around the world flow so globe like an atlas through a backspin truth in a manner as a matter of fact we don't stand for the acting better attack the lies back with a passion crash with a captain no longer trapped in sin like a vacuum bin because it was me he was rescued in church talk but the blows intense but we don't claim to be the perfect men last night I cried tears when I messed up hard and I had no guts to repent waste man their thoughts exactly every right to hate me but we're lost broke me grace save me I'm a rip on, I'm a rip to the end. Tell him again, Jesus wins. Tell him again then. No need to pretend. Ooh, Now I'm born with a face, so we started again. Listening to the truth that we keep on delivering. Struggling with sin, but you were ready for medicine. So evidence of your benevolence. Tougher than the sediment, your regimen got me acting in diligence. Like 10 brain got me killing sin. And even though I'm a sin again, you send me grace, a bit of a friend. Keep me going to the very end. You will never leave me, never save me. So I persevere to the very end. Even when it's severe, but coming to the very end. I'm forward to make the start to the end. I can see your trend, see you win with the living king. See you for your glory, I'm telling everybody your story. So you were defeated when you was up in the very end.
We'll tell them what they need to hear. We won't sit around and wait in fear. What you know about me? Yeah, it's his love that found me. So I tell him, never gonna hide from thee. In the way you die for me, so you're gonna help me breathe. You can never let me leave. Even in the night I scream with a heart so dark, but you open me. Restart so I know hope and see. Wait for my daddy on time, and I'm telling everybody, make it known, you keep me.
started again. So we 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 started again. Oh yeah.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Hannah Whitton Show.
I have with me Alani.
Do you think you'd ever get into that?
Like a sex swing? Absolutely.
Really?
I need to get myself a sex cushion. Yeah.
You could choose a pillow though.
Actually, no, I have done that before. Make, do and mend, guys. You don't have to buy expensive sex furniture. That is like the dream for me though. And so I can imagine like when I actually ever do that is going around IKEA and just figuring out if the height of it
if it's gonna work.
It's gonna work. It needs not just a plain headboard.
The ones with like the gaps in the middle or something.
That the handcuffs. This is only things that we would like. These are priorities.
Yeah. Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitton Show.
From 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Right, so it's high roading. You hear the car speeding, and you hear it skid, and then you hear a crash, and there's flames and shit. And you hear him say, "What the fuck?" And then you hear footsteps. Put the keys down, and the filter comes over the beat. Swells.
I crashed your Corvette. I heard you bitching. Are you done yet? I didn't mean to. I wasn't drinking. But I talked to your ex that said that you've been affectionate. Fuck it. You're lucky I didn't roll it. You're lucky I didn't blow your brains out. Fuck it. Remember back when I told ya that I'm a loca colombiana.
Yo te lo dije.
Fuck it. Roses and whiskey. I bet that you'll miss me, no doubt. Fuck it. You're lucky I didn't roll it. You're lucky I didn't blow your brains out. All in my daydreams, I was seeing red. But I showed you mercy, I crashed your Corvette. But I think it was fair. Player, this is your cross to bear. Fuck it.
Anya Cahill joins us live on the phone right now. How's it going, Anya? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Lovely to hear you. Lovely to hear from you. Very exciting that you're playing Field Day this weekend.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I can't wait. I was really looking forward to it.
Are you in Ireland right now?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're travelling over. When are you coming to London?
Our flight is at like 7 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Oh, so it's going to be an early morning.
Early morning and late night as well, late home.
Oh, that'd be fun though. Are you going to stick around and have a watch of some of the other artists? There's some big people playing.
I think we're sticking around for a few hours, but then we have to go off and catch a flight.
Oh, it's always the way, isn't it? Busy. So tell me a little bit about what it was like growing up in Ireland. What's the music scene like? What was it like for you as a youngster when you were sort of decided you wanted to be a singer-songwriter?
Well, I only really got into music when I was about 15 or 16, and I just started like teaching myself piano off YouTube. And where I am, I'm like an hour and a half away from Dublin, and there's not a huge music scene here, but I just kind of started playing little small gigs when I started writing music when I was 18. And then up until maybe last year or the year before, I would have started playing around in Dublin and all over Ireland, and we just finished an Irish tour and things like that. But the music scene in Ireland in general is really good. I suppose where I'm living, there's not much of a music scene at the moment.
Do you find that affected? Was it difficult for you to sort of get your grasp onto being on that sort of music boat that sort of takes you where you need to go? Did you find it difficult to get there, or was it sort of easier because you didn't have that many people as competition around you?
I don't know. Like when I first started, I hadn't a clue how to go about doing things, and there wasn't really many people that I could ask, like, how do I do this and what do I do next kind of thing. So in that way, it kind of was hard. But in other ways, as you said, like there was not much of like not much people, not much competition in my town. So it was easy for me to get out there from my town. But Ireland in general, there's a lot of acts over here. Like it would be in Dublin specifically, there's a lot of artists. So
And you said you'd just come off an Irish tour. How was that?
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was like my first tour, and we played all around Ireland. We actually sold out a show in Dublin and got to play a second night in the venue, so that was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you have any sort of weird, fun things that happen while you're on the stage? Because I know it can be quite a dangerous place, a lot of tripping over and sort of people, you know, throwing their pants on stage and things like that. You know, crazy things can happen at gigs. Did any sort of weird stuff happen to you while you were on stage?
No, I don't get that.
Well, hopefully we can give it to you in field day. Hopefully we can give you some weirdness this weekend.
Yeah, okay. I'm expecting, like, pants being thrown on stage now.
Right, I'm going to come down and just throw my pants at you now.
Okay.
It's always the way to go, I think. We play a little game on this show. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind playing it with me. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Island Dicks.
And in this in this game, I send you to a desert island and you have to pick the worst song you can imagine being stuck there with.
Oh, I already have one in my head. Okay.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
It's Rebecca Black, Friday.
Oh, very good choice. Although it's a song I still revert back to on a Friday when I'm ready for some drinks.
Seriously?
I just want to put a bit of Rebecca Black. I mean, to be honest, for me, it's more the GIFs that you find on the internet that are the best.
Yes. Yes.
Kind of gives me life, you know?
Give everyone life.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, imagine that. Over and over and over again. I can't. It's too much.
That's why I picked that song. I just feel like I can only hear the word Friday so many times in the space of like an hour. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm there with you, babe. I'm there with you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been lovely to have you. Good luck this weekend at Field Day. I hope it's not too early and too you're not too tired when you get here. But we're sure that you're going to bring the noise and it's going to be a sick gig.
Delighted. Thank you so much.
Would you mind introducing Plastic for us? That's what we're going to play next.
Okay, yeah. So, this is Plastic, as in like that?
Yeah. Just whatever you like.
Okay. Hi, everyone. This is my current single. It's called Plastic. I hope you like it.
Thank you, lovely. Speak to you soon. Hopefully we'll catch you the next time you're in London.
Cool.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Like a dummy in a window, 'cause you're heartless, you're cold, selling to the bimbos, selling plastic all the gold. But I see right through you. I know your game, I know your game, I know your game. It's time to put a stop to you. You are to blame, you are to blame, you are to blame. 'Cause you're plastic, you're cold, shiny, hard plastic. Now you're making me sick. You must think I'm fucking stupid, but I know. Plastic. You call.
What's going on? This is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harriet and Nozza on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
Man, I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. Tell a man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. We saying, what's good? Wagwan, what's happening? You had so much talk online. Saw you on the road, you ain't half as active. Said your am come loud like bass, but as silent like Charlie Chaplin. My striker's 18 with a high top. This kid's looking like Marcus Rashford. I've got so many enemies. Got so many man on my case. I mean, I love when old things message me, but try and know we can't ever be mates. Right now life's just lovely. I wish I could have seen that girl's face when she jumped on Twitter to send, and then she saw me on a track with, I got 10 people that I love. Look, I don't want 100 friends, and this girl wanna stay for the night. I can't, I gotta be gone by 10. And don't think that I ain't on road just cause I ain't stuck on ends. And this statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Telling man I want 100 M's. Man, them dream of a mobile. Don't you want Oscars and Grammys? I came in the game with a plan, but I've got patience like Dr. Miami. Dead riding out and sat in a cabbie. One runner that was looking like a tramp in the alley. If a man wants war, tell a man sure like Luke, cause I'm sitting in the back with a bally 44 swammy. See my G to the left, can't take him for Jordan or Sammy. If you wanna be a big boy for your dogs, my team will take you from your dons like Ali. Army of two or Kane and Lynch. When I'm on road, I ride with a shooter. Known from NatWest to Santander, said he wanna pre-us like I'm driving an Uber. I got 10 people that I love. Look, I don't want 100 friends, and this girl wanna stay for the night. I can't, I gotta be gone by 10. And don't think that I ain't on road just cause I ain't stuck on ends. And this statement's looking like a barcode. I tell a man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. Tell a man I want 100 M's. Tell a man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's.
Rida, joining us live in the studio right now. How's it going, babe?
Yeah, good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Enjoying this boiling hot weather. Yeah. Am I right?
It's very so nice. So nice.
Yeah, but inside the studio, it's not so nice.
No, it is.
We're boiling alive. Now, your debut single, Icicle.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
Well,
it's produced by The Last Skeptic, right?
It is.
Big pal of FUBAR Radio.
Yes. He is indeed.
He's always on FUBAR Radio.
He is
doing great things.
He is, yeah.
Sad. He's actually out right now. I can see him right now.
Raving.
He's actually raving right
is
now.
Is he? Oh yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Icicle.
Well, yeah, it's my debut single. It's something that we made together. Yeah, it's like I'm just so excited to have music out at last. Like I've been working on stuff for so long, so it's exciting.
Yeah. Does it feel weird?
It does feel a bit weird. Like, there's always that moment with, like, people that you know, but you're like, oh, by the way, I'm doing this now.
Yeah.
And everyone's kind of like, all right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because your background comes from classical music. So your peers from back in the day, is it kind of them seeing a new side of you when you're with the music now?
Yeah, in a way. Like, I mean, I grew up on classical music just, like, from school and stuff. But I've been doing music all my life. Like, I used to kind of, like, do more, like, folk music.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I'm from Somerset, so like that's where my roots are in a way. And like, I used to really be into like rock and pop punk and all that stuff. And yeah, and then I kind of took a break from everything. And this is the first time that I've come out with this kind of sound. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And it must be, well, it's the thing is, because I don't know make music, so I don't know anything about making music. But did you find it easy to sort of work together with The Last Skeptic on the track? Was it sort of, you got in the studio and you were just like, it worked? Or did it take a bit of time to kind of get that vibe going?
Nah, like, we immediately worked really well together. Like, we obviously get each other very well. But it took a while to get to a sound that I wanted to put out there, if you see what I mean. Like, we had loads of kind of like a gradient of things that I would put out, and then this is the first time I was like, yeah.
And it's on his label,
yes,
as well.
Yes,
which
is
sort of like, as we know, you know, it's got a lot of artists. Michael Payne, mm-hmm. Foo Bar Radio's very own Michael Payne. Mm-hmm. But this is sort of branching out and going into a different vibe, isn't it, for the label?
Yeah. Well, I think I'm the first female,
mm-hmm, you are,
on there. And
go girl.
Yeah, obviously everyone else is kind of rap music and kind of more in the hip-hop side of stuff, and although I've got a lot of that influence in me, like, yeah, it's definitely a more feminine take on everything.
Yeah, so is that cool? Are you like enjoying being like the only girl, just being like, yes, I will bring the woman,
yes,
factor into,
yes,
this?
I mean, I'm a massive like feminist in that respect,
yeah,
anyway, so yeah, it's cool to feel like I'm fighting for something, definitely.
We have been talking a lot about feminism today, haven't we, Tom?
We have indeed.
Tom established today that he's a feminist.
I did.
Good.
I did.
And we were talking about sort of it being a bit of a word, because I'm a feminist as well.
Good.
By the way, I'm a feminist too. I'm in the clan as well. But it's a bit of a word that people don't like using, but it's lovely to hear music artists sort of saying it out loud.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think people get scared of it because they think it's like a superiority war between men and women, and feminists are like, ooh, vagina, do you know what,
yeah,
I mean? But like, it's not, it's feminism is just like fighting for equality, and I think, you know, most human beings want equality, so why would you not be a feminist, do you know what I mean?
I know, because Tom said, Tom actually, because we had Laura Dockrill on earlier, and he said to her, what is a feminist, like, what do I need to be a feminist, and she said, want equal rights.
Yeah,
like,
oh, exactly. Okay.
Everyone thinks it's something more than that. And it's just not.
No, it's you know, it's an intersectional thing. It's like, if you want equal rights for anyone, any race, any age, like, being a feminist is that, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. Working for other people.
Just being a good, yeah, human being, really.
Yeah.
Which you struggle with.
I struggle, but I am a feminist.
Don't we all? It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, he tries his best. So we, by the way, we play a couple of games on the show, and I'm going to play them with you if you don't mind. First one is Last Request, where we pick a banger for the end of the show, and you have to choose who you prefer, me or Tom. No,
okay.
Who you prefer, my song or Tom's song.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
these songs are themed on the summer banger, because it's 1st of June today.
Mm-hmm.
So up first we have, should I not tell her who,
yeah,
to choose?
Yeah, don't tell.
Okay.
Well,
because I'm cooler and everyone
votes
for me.
I don't know. Just
sorry that my personality is more, anyway, let's not go into that now. Boys of the Summer is the first one.
I can see your brows get shorter in the sun.
Or Miami by Will Smith.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
I was just checking that you weren't dancing more to one than the other, but you were very...
I was
you
equal
were in the middle,
Stevens.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
definitely the phrase.
Equal Stevens.
Definitely Miami.
Damn.
Sauce, babe! Yeah. He wonders why I'm winning. It's because my song is better than yours.
It's, yeah, so much better.
That's fine.
I mean, sorry,
Rita,
but...
Rita says so.
Yeah. You had first choice, so...
Get a life. Should we play a little bit of your bloody debut single?
Yeah, go on then.
Don't mind if I do. Will you introduce it for us, though? Because you've got a nicer voice than me, you know?
Yeah.
Let me see if I've found it. Hold on, it is there. No, I thought I'd lost it. It's there. I don't understand how to use computers, you know? It's very stressful. Please, can you introduce it for us, lovely?
Cool. So this is Icicle, my debut single.
Woo! Oh, yes! That beat.
I don't wanna know.
Rita there, lovely girl. She just popped into the studio. And right now, all the people are here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Back once again with the Renegade Master.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
How's all the people?
Yeah. How's it going?
Really good, thanks. Yeah, yeah.
Good.
What have you guys been up to since you bloody left us last time, eh?
Well, we've literally just put out our debut album, which was...
Holla at your boy!
Two Fridays ago. Yeah.
So exciting.
All going really well.
It's called Our Together.
It is called Our Together.
Just in case you guys didn't know.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. I didn't know.
Just check, you know, I just thought I'd let you know. Because I know, you know, I know quite a lot of stuff about music. So tell us a bit about it, guys. Tell us all about it.
Okay, so the album was started last January. We started recording, about a year and a half ago, we started recording. I suppose it took us 6 months, didn't it, to record it?
Yeah.
The writing process changed. It's basically about mine and Simon's mother, who passed away, the whole record, and that's her on the cover. And it's all sort of real stuff about her dying too early, basically.
Yeah, and I think it's a good... That's kind of a nice cathartic way to deal with such a horrible loss, isn't it?
It was... the whole process was quite a therapeutic process. Kind of offloading a lot of emotions and things that had been kind of... bubbling under the surface as things do. It was a real therapeutic kind of approach to writing a record. And we wanted it to be like a whole piece, like a consistent piece of music, really.
I'm sure that she would have been super proud of everything you've achieved with it.
She's on the front cover, so.
Well, she was a musician. She was a piano teacher. She was a bass player in a band called Formula 4 throughout the 70s. And you know, we get it all from her. And, you know, we told her when she was in the hospital that we were going to make her proud out of something we'd done. So
that is hopefully. So beautiful as well. And as a musician, it must be important to take from those... It's not something you can ignore, is it, grief? Because it's the strongest emotion you can have, really.
Yeah, and when you're... I think any music is based on some kind of an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
When you're writing songs, it's what's ever apparent to you at the time, so it just comes out like that. So since doing that, it's almost like it's been quite a relief, actually. Almost like a bit of a weight has been lifted.
That
was the microphone. We've actually been back in the studio this week.
Oh, Kino.
So, yeah, straight back in. It's a different vibe now, actually. We had a great jam before Curtis was away. And we were kind of really turned a corner with our songwriting.
We bought some new synths, which always helps. And we got some really cool, like, old 1980s, quite random synths made by... like companies like Seal and some old Korgs and things. And the new stuff is kind of, I don't know, because I was born in the 80s and I've always been like a fan of
synths.
The original Transformers cartoon music.
Yeah,
a bit like
boy.
That, a bit deeper, but it's sounding a bit like that. So it's nice. It's like we've got all those songs out of the way. There's a song called Once that I sing on Our Together, which is 10 years old. And it took 10 years to actually get that song down and me pluck up the courage to sing it.
Yeah.
So all those songs are really difficult. So now... Not saying the sound would change drastically, but I'm sure there'll be some happy songs.
Well, it's always good to kind of freshen things up and reinvent yourselves when it comes from the new stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
It must be hard to go out and perform that, though. It must be quite an emotional experience, you know?
Well, some of the songs on the album we're not going to do live, like Once. And it's hard because we've got some guests on there. We've got some fantastic female vocalists, Nadia Nair from Gothenburg and Catherine de Burr. From the band Belarouche and Bonobo and stuff. So like those ones, it's hard to do live because we need them in the country, obviously.
Yeah. But, bloody musicians, eh?
I know, they're idiots, all of them.
Hate musicians. That's why I do a new music show on the radio. Boys, we need you to vote for us. Last request of the day's show is a summer banger. Were you listening in there? Did you hear what we were talking about? No, this is going to be a surprise then. Oh, dude!
He loves toilets. He's like George Michael. Oh, actually, shouldn't say that.
So, guys, Sound of the Summer. First option is Boys of the Summer.
Yeah.
Or Will Smith, Miami.
No.
I kind of like.
No, I don't know. Play the original where the sample's from instead of that. Like, you know.
No. No, you got to pick one. Come on, boys, pick one.
The first one,
I think. Yeah.
One for you against my three.
What are you saying, Kurt?
The first one.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
no Big Willie style, Kurt. No.
I definitely want to play right. Big Willie style. Anyway,
that's for another show, Harry.
I think so. I think a different show to this. Should we play a bit of repeaters?
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
Can you guys introduce it for us, please?
Go, Kurt.
I'm all
right. Right. So, this is a song called "Repeaters" featuring the fantastic Nadia Nair.
Woo! That is where you are right now. Martina Baker joins us right now in the studio.
Hello.
How are you, babe?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very much enjoying this hot weather, boiling hot studio, etc. But, you know, we've got aircon, so we're okay.
Yes, slightly sweaty, but we're good.
So I'm so excited to talk to you about your play, because the play that you're in, A Little Bit of Luck.
Yes.
It's so me. I can't even tell you how much I'm a Garage fan.
Yeah, it's a very London play. It's basically just like every Londoner that's around my age is like,
biggest dream. So it's just, it's a garage musical underscored by all our favourite garage tracks, basically.
And which we're going to play one a little bit later. We're going to play a bit of DJ Like an MC Nee, because so you sing in the performance,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I am the singer.
Yeah, so it's all backed around, it's not like recorded audio, it's performed audio.
It's all live, yeah, so it's all set to a click track, which might not be that interesting for everyone, but
it's interesting because people don't know what they are, you know?
Yeah, so every show is almost different, so it's like live music, and we come in at different times because the actor who is obviously telling the story, she does things in different times, so it's basically a gig. It's gig theatre.
And that's the thing, is what from the reviews and stuff, everyone's saying it's like going to your favourite gig, but also watching your favourite drama, like reality TV kind of.
Yeah.
You're watching it all unfold, because it's all about a girl who goes out on a night out, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she sort of makes some pretty serious decisions.
Yeah. Some heavy decisions. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what Steph, who's the director, was going for was this combination of gig and theatre, and sort of bringing it to different audiences. The people who wouldn't normally go to theatre, who wouldn't feel comfortable, but would love to go to gigs, are now seeing theatre, and vice versa. You know, when we went on tour, we saw a lot of people who wouldn't really listen to garage music, but love going to the theatre. So it's really nice to open it up to everyone.
And also get people that don't necessarily listen to garage music to listen to garage music.
Exactly.
It's one of those, because I'm a DJ, it's one of those things that I play in the last half an hour of the night, yeah, when everyone's getting to the point where they're going to be really angry that you're turning off the music. Right. So I really rev them up by playing garage, yeah, because garage is that thing that makes you just really happy and dancey and have fun. But it's sort of, in this play, it's sort of counteracted with also some quite serious...
Yeah, I mean, the music follows the text, so yeah, it's really good because there's so many garage tracks with so many different feelings and vibes to them that you can make a story out of them, and if you come and watch it, then you'll see how we've really, I would like to say cleverly, we've really cleverly sort of matched the different songs to the different parts of the storyline and what's going on.
And it's going on the 9th of June at the London Roundhouse, isn't,
yeah,
it? As part of the Payne's Plough sort of production. It's like a programme that they've announced this year. But it's been already, you know, it's been sort of on a run, but it's coming back for like a little special, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we went on a 6-week tour last year and it was amazing. It was really, really amazing. And we actually did perform at the Roundhouse, but we performed in a smaller space. So it's really, really, really cool to be coming back to
pulling
the Roundhouse.
Pulling out the big guns now,
yeah,
this time.
In the massive space, and I think it's going to be amazing.
Well, Martina, I'm gonna do a bit of a test on you.
Oh my God.
This is what I've been fiddling with while you've been chatting to me.
Okay.
Quiz about, can you guess the garage lyrics to these hit songs?
Uh-oh.
Now, I think you're going to be fine. Okay, ready? This is the first one. I'm going to read it in a voice that you're not going to get any clues.
Okay.
Because I could read this in the style of the song, but it'd be too easy. Turn up the bass line. I got 21 seconds to chat this rhyme in time.
It's 21 seconds.
Yes!
I'm so sorry.
Yes, yes. Next one. Trust is the lock, is the key. There's no doubt that your love's all for me. You've got three options. Sweet Like Chocolate, Shanks and Bigfoot, what a tune. Bump and Grind, M Dubs featuring Lady Saw, or Gabrielle, Roy Davis.
It's Sweet Like Chocolate.
Yes! You're smashing these. Mm-hmm. Which garage hit did these lyrics belong to? I bet she never told you everything that drifted through her mind, all the secret thoughts. Woman Trouble, Artful Dodger, Down on Me, Wookie, What You Gonna Do, Artful Dodger featuring Craig Davis.
It's Woman Trouble. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you're smashing it though, because you know, it'd be pretty confusing if you weren't. When I saw you, girl, from across the room, you had your eyes on me. I had my eyes on you.
Zambuca. Is it called Zambuca?
Yeah, yeah. The White Boys. You don't even need me to give you the answers.
I love garage. That's what's so good about being part of this play.
I'll give you one more. Let's see if I can find a hard one. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. This is one of my favourite songs. I can see my whole world changing. There's no need to live if I can't be with you. I knew you had it already. Who's that then?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Monster Boy.
I don't know who sings
it. I think it's Monster Boy. I'm sorry.
It's amazing. Yeah, that one.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Martina is the queen of garage.
Smashed it.
Absolutely smashed the back doors in of that. Fantastic. So we're playing a little song at the end of the show, which is coming up very soon. We've had such a fun show. Thank you for coming in. I'm definitely going to try and come down on the 9th of June, because this couldn't be further up my street.
Yes.
Drinking, dancing and garage music.
Yes.
And drama.
lots of drama. I'm just hugely, lots of dancing.
I'm just hugely into all of those things. So at the end of the show, we play a song called Last Request. It's to get everyone in the vibe for Friday.
Okay.
You know, like Thursday night, it's hot outside. 1st of June, so we thought summer theme.
Okay.
First up, you can either pick The Boys of Summer, which is the first one. I can see. You can pick Miami by Will Smith.
Ooh, that's hard. I'm going to have to go with Will Smith.
Oh, sorry! Sorry!
It's fine.
Sorry.
It's fine. It's fine.
You're a big old loser.
I only just lost, right?
I don't think you've won one for quite some time.
I need to start just changing my taste in music, really.
I think you do too.
It's fine.
I think we should play a bit of DJ Luck and MC Neat. Do you not think? It's been such a pleasure to have you. And everybody, you need to go down and watch this show, A Little Bit of Luck, 9th of June at the London Roundhouse, one night only.
And DJ Luck and MC Neat are actually playing a set straight afterwards.
Oh!
Yeah, so boom. Down.
Tasty.
Game changer.
I'm going to come and buy all the seats so it's just me. And I can just hang out with you guys and MC Luck. MC Luck? DJ Luck and MC Neat. Yeah. I'm so excited I can't even talk. Okay, let's play A Little Bit of Luck. Thank you, lovely. We hope maybe you can come back next time.
Yeah.
If there's another one-off performance just for me.
Tanani, 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 ting boy. 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 With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck. Come make it you tonight. With a little bit of luck, come make it you tonight. With a little bit of luck, come make it you tonight. With a little bit of luck, come make it you tonight. With a little bit of luck, come make it you tonight. With a little bit of luck, come make it you tonight. With a little bit of luck, come make it you tonight. We done the first fight. We done first fight. We done first fight.
DJ Luck and MC Neat.
Sorry, I was just singing along to that track by you.
It's the end of the show, Tom.
What a show.
What a show. It's been an ultimate pleasure to have you back. I really, really, really missed you last week.
Thanks for easing me in to this show
once again.
Oh, you did.
Go and catch up. Even if you're listening now, listen again if you want. Because we have had some incredible guests. Laura Dockrell came in. Who else, Tom? You going to tell? Zac Efron. I had a chat with him, didn't I?
Sure did.
Martina, who was an absolute baby, just came in. A little bit of luck. He's gone to find his script. Triple O came in. What a babe. Ian Carhill. All the people. What a show. It's just too much for me. Okay, so without even looking, I know that I've won.
Smashed it.
But my song isn't actually on the system, so I'm going to have to just Google it while you chat to everyone about how fantastic you are.
Well, I mean, it was a close call. It was a finish line picture photo. That's the one. Photo finish. And sadly, I didn't win this time, guys. But next time round, just to give me a few more votes.
No, because you didn't choose a good song. It was a rubbish song that will never win.
You said tune. Well, I said, you just misled me.
No, it is a tune. No, it
is. Misled
me. The problem is what you do is you don't pick a banger for the people. You pick a banger for Tom. And Tom is Tom, and the people don't necessarily agree with him.
I've learned. Next week, I'm going to bring it.
Are you going to bring it on?
Bring it.
Yeah. How about I bring it on with the winning song?
Do it. Big Willy style, all in your ears.
Thank you for coming back. I love you.
No, I love you too.
Bye.
Yeah, Miami, South Beach, bringing the heat, can y'all feel that, can y'all feel that, jig it out, Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the bass and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, lay the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, Black, white, Cuban, or Asian.
I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. Just the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip, ladies half dressed, full of your quip, and they be screaming out, so I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this salsa meringue melting pot. Hottest club in the city and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas, with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show, pound for pound anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this, and if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth.
Welcome to Miami.
I'm going to Miami. Don't get me wrong, shout out.